Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Leo Friedman is the CEO and founder of a company called iPromo, and it's here in Chicago. Hi, Leo. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. Am I right about that in the setup to this conversation, that it's been difficult for people to get stuff online?
1,000%. It's been really, really bad. Because here's the thing. When there's a broad brushstroke like that, you can't advertise these masks online. Facebook, Amazon, Google, Microsoft all agreed to ban ads. And we reached out to Microsoft saying, hey, we're a legitimate seller. We have the masks. We're selling them for $3 that all these hospitals need. Like, we had a client, they placed an order late Friday for these N95 masks. We got them delivered this morning at 8 a.m. directly from China. Thousands of them. They're thrilled.
Yeah, but that's not your that has not been your business. iPromo makes promotional things. So if we have a convention in town and everybody's going to get a T-shirt or a hat with the company's name on it and convention 2020, you'd be the company that would be manufacturing or acquiring those and selling them, right?
Exactly. So we pretty much brand everything. We'll brand from a hat to Apple AirPods with your logo on them,
yeah.
or Yeti coolers, you name it. But business, 2 weeks ago, business dropped off a cliff. There's no more conventions. There's no more events. It's done.
So did you have to lay people off?
So last 2 Mondays, so what is it now? Not even, so about 10, 14 days ago, our business and the front-end demand went down by 80%. So we laid off 15% of our staff, about 7 people. And then I spent the entire night talking to our suppliers in China, seeing how we can switch our sourcing and supply chain to hand sanitizers, masks, thermometers, etc. And we're able to do it in literally 48 hours. And then we launched this category, iHealth, on iPromo.com. And we've been filling orders since Friday at a clip we've never filled before.
Are you profiteering? Are you making too much money on this?
So it's a question that I ask myself every day. I have not found a cheaper price for masks anywhere online, period. Here's the real crazy part. Right now, it's not availability. In China, their pandemic is coming to an end. Their factories ramped up production. So there's millions of masks, millions of hand sanitizers. The issue is planes. There's no airplanes. A lot of the cargo went on those commercial jets. That's not happening anymore. So I'll give you an example. Last Friday, we shipped $18,000 worth of hand sanitizer. The shipping cost was $32,000.
Wait. Do that again. $18,000 of hand sanitizer cost $32,000 to get it here.
But you think that'd be a lot. The prices went up so much for cargo freight by air, it's $47,500 to ship that same order today, if somebody was to place it today. So what we did, we obviously can't call a client saying, hey, listen, this sanitizer is a dollar, but it's $47,000 to ship. So what we did was we rolled in the cost into the per unit price, because we only sell about 1,000 at a time. And so when you roll in the cost and the per unit price, it makes the price a little more palatable.
Sure.
There's no. Can you imagine if I call you right now? Hey, it's $47,000 to ship this thing.
So you are selling them by the gross, then, right? Like, I've got to buy 1,000 of them. Do I?
Exactly. You do have to buy 1,000.
And who is buying them from you?
Literally everyone. We're talking about, you know, giant companies here in Chicago, Fortune 500s, hospital systems. The state of Missouri is buying hundreds of thousands of them. Hospitals from New York to L.A., Mount Sinai, you name it. Because literally, $3 masks were sold for $11 yesterday at an auction. You can buy from us for $3, the same ones.
$3 masks were auctioned in where for $11?
Yeah, so there was a story in Bloomberg yesterday. There was a huge hospital auction for medical supplies. An average mask went for $11.
So, and you're selling that one for $3. I'm still kind of stunned by that. So if 1,000 of them cost $18,000, but it costs $47,000 now to fly them from China to the United States, China doesn't need them all. Their outbreak is abating. They ramped up production. Mm-hmm. So the notion that you can't get them is true, but it's not true. They are available. You just got to get them here. And it's hard to find mm-hmm. them on the internet because of the new restrictions placed on selling these things or advertising them. Is your company doing more business now importing these masks, thermometers, and sanitizers than they were in the promotional business that is your core business?
Substantially, yeah. So, by the way, the shipping fees are only high for sanitizers because it's a hazardous material and it takes up a lot of space.
Oh.
But for everything else, it's very reasonable. So our business in the promo space, just like for every single one of our competitors, is down 60 to 80%.
Yeah,
because
sure.
The majority of the giveaways are at travel conferences, at employee trainings, at employee events, and that grounded to a halt, as you can imagine. We're seeing layoffs of unprecedented scale in our industry, and we've been able to stop that by pivoting, in essence.
You got to buy 1,000 units, but okay, so $3 for the Purell. So is it $3,000 for me to get 1,000 units of Purell then? Actually,
depends.
So their website
size.
Is iPromo.com. They're in the West Loop. This
right.
company is iPromo.com, and right on the front they have the iHealth tab. You can click through and see the pricing, but it's kind of weird because where these things, you do not see them in stores. They're displayed abundantly online, and they are a click away. What's the delivery time? If I placed an order now, how long would it be before I got them?
So sanitizers, just because of the hazardous material requirement, is 8 to 12 business days. Masks, looks like we can get them as quick as 5 to 7 business days. Like, again, we had an order on Friday night. The company received them today at 8 a.m. So it's pretty quick. Thermometers are very quick. I'm up till 4 a.m. every single night, looking for cargo space and working with air freight forwarders, literally buying out planes because it's that hard to buy air cargo right now.
Leo Friedman is the CEO and founder of iPromo, iPromo.com in the West Loop. I'm out of time. Leo, good luck to
you. Thank
you
so much.
Be nimble and keep your people working. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Take care.